as I aspire to my highest place. It is no disgrace to stop at second or third place. As I aspire to my highest place, it is no disgrace to stop at second or third place, according to our great philosopher Cicero. It's always a good idea to have first place in mind, of course, our highest place in mind. It's always a good idea to desire those things which are finest and best. We want to be our finest and best, our highest and best, and have fun in our life. If we have fun in our life and we're not being our highest and our best, we're really not having fun. We're really not enjoying things. We're really not feeling how wonderful life is and how fantastic life is. But once we start realizing just who and what we are, once we start realizing the joy of being divine, then we begin realizing just who and what we are. There is a second place, and there's a third place, and there's many other places too, of course. But these are of no consequence. They're of no interest to you, no interest to me. There is only one place, my highest and best. Now, there's no third place or second place in highest and best. When you are at your highest and best, you're at the very peak of your delight in being you. You're at the very peak of your delight in living your life in joy and harmony and love and goodness. You're at that peak. And when you're at that peak, then all things work out so beautifully. All things work out so harmoniously. All things are magnificent. Yes. Cicero was talking about trying to accomplish great goals in our life. And he was talking about how when we try to accomplish great goals in our life, we oftentimes fall short of the goal that we're trying to accomplish. But that's not the point. The point is simply and easily, as I aspire to my highest place, there is no other place to aspire to. I don't fall short of the goal when I aspire to my highest place. When I aspire to my highest place, I do not fall short of anything. And of course, there's no disgrace in that. But when I aspire to my highest place, all things work in harmony to bring that about, to let me delight in it, because every single moment of my life, I am living in my highest place. So are you. Every moment in our life, we are being our finest and best. Oh, we think later that is better and that is finer as we accomplish greater and greater things. But no, every moment, everything that we do is our finest, our highest and best. It's that wonderful quality about us, and it can be compared to nothing else. Because your first kiss, yes, oh, it might have been a schlobbery thing. It might have been something that was not really meaningful to anybody else, but your first kiss turned you on. Your first kiss made you feel wonderful. Your first kiss made you feel fantastic. And that's all that mattered. There's no nothing to compare the first kiss to. There's nothing to compare the first success that you had as you were achieving playing the piano. There's nothing to compare with your mother saying to you, "I believe in you." She says it once, and it lasts your life. She believes in you, and you believe in you, and your wonderful life is fantastic. Yes. When you live your life in that way, then everything works out so harmoniously, so joyously, so fantastically, so wonderfully. Our highest place, when we aspire to our highest place, we aspire to our highest place in whatever we're doing. We aspire to our highest place in wherever we're going. We aspire to our highest place in whatever we're thinking. And as we aspire to our highest place, we are aspiring to that which is good and beautiful and glorious. We are aspiring to that which is magnificent. We are aspiring to that which is glorious. Yes, we are aspiring to all those things that are glorious and good and beautiful and magnificent, because that's all that matters. Nothing else in the universe matters when we aspire to our highest and best. There's no second place or third place. There's no other place. The only place is we aspire to our highest and best, and we are our highest and best, and we live our highest and best, and we delight in our highest and best, because that's all there is, and that's all there ever will be. When you do anything at all, and you give it your full attention, your full love, your full delight in what you're doing, you will find it is the most satisfying, happy, uplifting experience that you could ever know. As each one of us aspire to our highest and best, as we aspire to be the divine that's within us, as we aspire to be the joy and the harmony and the love, the goodness. This is what Cicero was really pointing to, because he points to his highest and best, and all the other activities are just like unto it, the highest and best. And you are enjoying your highest and best when you say, I like me, when you say, I'm whole and perfect, when you say, all is in divine order, when you say, this is a great and wonderful world, when you applaud the world, yes, applaud the world, when you applaud the world and say, this is a world glorious indeed, wonderful indeed, magnificent indeed, something so fantastic that there's nothing that we can compare to it. Yes, everything we do is our highest and best. Always think that everything we do is our highest and best, and as you think that everything we do is our highest and best, you'll see that it really is. It really is our highest and best. It really is fantastic. It really is glorious. It really is magnificent. It really is exactly what we want to do in our life. Our highest and best. It really is fantastic. Are you ready to accept that? Are you ready to live your life to your highest and best? Are you ready to realize that you are the highest and best at all times, that you are the highest and best in all things? Are you ready to realize that? Well, do it, because that's all that matters. And you're not doing it for anyone else except yourself. You're not looking for the highest and best in anyone else except yourself, because you are the only one that makes any difference in this world. You are the only one that makes any difference in life. You are the only one that we care about at all. And because you're the only one that you care about, then that what you do is glorious and good and beautiful. That what you do is amazing and outstanding and so delightful, because that's your reality. That's your reality, and that's all that matters. Be yourself and have fun. Live in your life in every glorious way. Live in your life in every fantastic way. Live in your life and be yourself, because you are the most magnificent, the most glorious, the most outstanding being on the face of the earth. And you are that right now. And you are that forevermore. Yes, it is wonderful. As I aspire to my highest place, it doesn't matter what other people might call it, second or third place. To me, it's always the highest place. And to me, it's always good and very good. Claim that for yourself today. Realize for yourself today that you accept your highest and best. Accept the fact that you are your highest and best now and always. And as you do that, you'll enjoy living much more than if you look for your second or third. Always go for the highest. and know that as you're going there, I'm with you. And I love you. I love you. I love you.